Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 5th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message on a beautiful morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And actually, by leaning forward, I can practically look at the photo I show in today's message, which forms a photo backdrop of the theme of today's thought, which is titled, Like a Tree. Brooksine's going to read the entire first part of Psalm chapter 1 today, verses 1 through 3.
Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
Well, I'll read the first part of today's message because it's my recollections. Certain specific trees stand out in my memory. As a boy growing up in Belton, Missouri, it was a sprawling mulberry tree in our side yard that was suitable for climbing. My friend Dave and I spent many pleasurable afternoons up in that tree building forts and tree houses. There were a few times that I took a pretty nasty fall out of it, but as a child, the recovery time was within minutes, and then our tree project resumed. In my adult years, it was a huge old oak that was in the back of the church property we served in New England. I would look at that sprawling oak tree with its spirally arranged leaves and try to imagine all the historic events that it might have witnessed in the area since Taunton, Massachusetts was settled in 1636. It had weathered many a thunderstorm and flashes of lightning. This tree had likely stood deeply rooted in soil during the Revolutionary War. Although it was unable to determine its age, of course, until we cut it down, Jeff, a forestry friend, told me that oaks indeed could live hundreds of years. In fact, one online source states that the lifespan of the oak, if undisturbed, is 500 to 600 years old. Well, currently, my favorite tree is seen in the middle of the photo I share on the site today. A stately old walnut tree that stands alone in a fence row between two farm fields across from our home. It's doubtful that it was planted by man, but rather, many years ago, a tiny seed sprouted. And this tree has grown, has withstood many droughts, floods, high winds, and other damaging assaults with its roots deeply entrenched in the rich Lancaster County soil.
Last night we did a study of Psalm 1 in our midweek service. Charles Spurgeon referred to the Psalms as the treasury of David, and a treasury is a place where riches are kept, guarded. Pastor Ray Steadman calls this psalm the Song of Foundations. This wonderful short psalm is considered by some commentators to form an introduction to the entire psalm collection. It contrasts two types of people and the destinies of each. First, the obedient who are blessed by God with fruitfulness, and then the disobedient who are influenced by Satan with wickedness.
Today we want to consider the blessed man. The blessed man is characterized by what he does not do.
First, he does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or secondly, stand in the way of sinners, or thirdly, sit in the seat of mockers. There is no posture, walking, standing, or sitting, where we should find ourselves comfortable in drawing alliance with an unbelieving heart.
Well, the blessed man is also characterized by what he does. First of all, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and secondly, on his law he meditates day and night.
The result is a fruitful life. And again, we read the scripture, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
Well, last night when we arrived at this point of the lesson, we launched into an old camp meeting type song that asserts, I shall not be moved, indicating a desire we should all have for a steadfast, faithful, and fruitful walk with the Lord.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to be rooted and established deep in your love and in your righteousness, so that we will stand firm during the assaults of life and during times of temptation from the evil one. As we read your word, may it find a lodging place in our minds and a loving place in our hearts, so that we meditate on it day and night. We plant our spiritual roots deep in the soil of your holy word, so that we can be like healthy trees planted by streams of water, growing in strength, beauty, and fruitfulness. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Probably surprised you when Brooksine launched into that song. We planned to do so. It's a great old song. It was interesting last night how many just could pick it right up, even though it's not a commonly song sung now, but has a great meaning. Well, this is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, March 5th, 2009. We do have several photos on the site today, including the one I referred to in the message of that lone walnut far across the field from her home. And it's clearly visible in the photo taken just a couple of days ago when I was primarily focusing on the snow. But that tree once again popped up. My favorite present tree. Well, we also have some suggested music today. As I was preparing today's message and Brooksine knew it, she came in the room joyfully singing a song we probably learned about 15 years ago from an Integrity Music Scripture Memory Series based upon Psalm chapter 1, 1 through 3. And we actually found a link to that song. You'll have to, first of all, go to the link and then hit the play button. And I checked it on a couple computers and it seems to work. And we have some other music as well, including a couple of versions of that song, I Shall Not Be Moved. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. And based upon the lesson of the day, continue to delight in the law of the Lord and continue to meditate on that law day and night. Tomorrow's lesson, by the way, will be kind of a contrast to today's, a little bit of a focus on that other person in Psalm 1. As the psalm continues, it says, the wicked are not so. And we're going to do some study and share a message on that part. Stay faithful and continue to be encouraged.